Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. We're going to talk to you about a SWAT team raid that was done on some unsuspecting college kids. But first, pretty disturbing story coming out of the federal government, which, well, I guess you're going to hear more about this in the coming weeks or months. Nationalization of the United States banks. It looks like they're talking about it again. And, of course, we already know that, or you already know if you've been paying attention, that the U.S. federal government actually already owns a number one leading share of the Bank of America and apparently Citigroup now, which I didn't even hear about that news. That one slipped by me. Did you hear that one, Mark?
I can't say that I did.
Yeah. So we'd reported on how they took over 6% of Bank of America, but apparently they also managed to snag 7.8% of Citigroup while they were at it as well. Mm. So. But they're not going to stop there. In fact, according to the International Herald Tribune, nationalization is now getting a serious look. Only 5 days into the Obama presidency, members of the new administration and Democratic leaders in Congress are already dancing around one of the most politically delicate questions about the financial bailout. Is the president prepared to nationalize a huge swath of the nation's banking system? Privately, most members of the Obama economic team concede that the rapid deterioration of the country's biggest banks, notably Bank of America and Citigroup, is bound to require far larger investments of taxpayer money. I love it when they use terms like that.
Well, it's fun to see them play with the language, because that's not what it is.
No, it's not an investment, because an investment is done with the intention of getting a return on your investment, and it's usually ideally done with your money. This is the federal government we're talking about. They don't have anything they didn't steal first. In addition to that, every time they spend money on something, it doesn't usually turn into much of a good investment for them. So, and even if it was a good investment in that they got a return on their investment, then you and I wouldn't see any of it.
No.
So it's not really their investment.
We might see some of it, but we won't see an efficient use of it.
So apparently, according to this, they're saying that it's going to take more than $300 billion of the taxpayer money already poured into those two financial institutions and hundreds of others. But if hundreds of billions of dollars of new investment is needed to shore up those banks and perhaps their competitors, what do taxpayers get in return? And how do the risks escalate as government's role expands from a few bailouts to control over a vast portion of the financial sector of the world's largest economy? The Obama administration is making only glancing references to those questions in an interview on Sunday's This Week on ABC. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi alluded to internal debate when she was asked whether nationalization or partial nationalization of the largest banks was a good idea. Listen to her answer, Mark. Here's what she had to say.
We're just on the horns of a dilemma here.
Well, whatever you want to call it. I have no idea what she sounds like. Well, whatever you want to call it, if we're strengthening them, then the American people should get some kind of upside of that strengthening. Some people call that nationalization. Strengthening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those people that call it that are bad.
I'm not talking about total ownership, she quickly cautioned, stopping herself by posing a question. Would we have ever thought that we'd see the day that we'd be using that terminology? Nationalization of the banks. Whatever you want to call it.
Only in our socialist wet dreams.
Mm-hmm. So really, it sounds like the debate here, Mark, is whether or not they want to completely nationalize the banks or just partially nationalize
right.
the banks.
Have the federal government own a portion of them. Look, if the federal government owns a portion of the company, it might as well own the whole thing, because
yes.
it has the power that no other shareholder has.
Exactly right.
If they own 1%, if they own one share, they have more power than any other shareholder has.
Man, the article points that out after pointing out that the government already does own these banks, 6% of Bank of America, 7.8% Citigroup, being the number one shareholder in both of those banks. But it also says that their influence is far larger than those numbers might suggest because it's guaranteed to absorb the losses of some of the two banks' most toxic assets, a figure that could run into the hundreds of billions of dollars. Many believe this is a form of hybrid, or many believe this form of hybrid ownership, part government, part private, with the responsibilities of ownership unclear, will not prove workable. The deputy director for the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the case for full nationalization is stronger now than it was a few months ago. If you don't own the majority, you don't get to fire the management, to wipe out the shareholders, to declare that you're just going to take the losses and start over. It's the mistake the Japanese made in the 1990s. According to this story, he said that I would guess that sometime in the next few weeks, Obama and the Treasury Secretary will have to come out and say, it's much worse than we thought. And just bite the bullet.
Just bite the bullet.
That's right.
Steal all that stuff from everybody.
Hunker down. 1-800-259-9231. Hunker down and just take control of those national banks. I mean, is it really going to be that different? I mean, after all, right now, the banks are essentially an extension of the government. We know that. We know that the banks operate at the pleasure of the FDIC, and we know that the Federal Reserve is essentially what creates the banks and gives them their opportunity. So, yeah, they're already kind of extensions of the federal government. This is just sort of formalizing that process, isn't it? Of course, some people might be a little disturbed to know that the federal government is going to be running the operations of the bank that they go to. That's pretty scary. That's not a good sign.
Hmm.
I mean, look, there is no doubt that the banks are better off in private owners' hands, even though they are inherently tied into the government system. However, it seems like this is inevitable, doesn't it? It seems like this is going to happen. Nationalization of U.S. banks. We'll love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. There's actually another government out there, violent monopoly, whatever you want to call them, that has also engaged in bank nationalization recently. Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what happened to them today?
Not today, no, but I've heard that they've had been ongoing sort of riots, Icelandic riots.
The article here from the Associated Press says their government has toppled.
The government has toppled.
I don't really know what that means because
it doesn't sound good.
it sounds good to me. I'm all in favor of toppling governments, but it doesn't sound like chaos has broken out in the streets necessarily over this. There were already a lot of protests and things like that going on, so I don't think anything different has really occurred. But the story is that their coalition government collapsed earlier today after an unprecedented wave of public dissent, plunging the island nation into political turmoil as it seeks to rebuild an economy shattered by the global financial crisis. Their Prime Minister, Gerhard, resigned and disbanded the government he's led since 2006. Hard was unwilling to meet demands of his coalition partner, the Social Democratic Alliance Party, which insisted on choosing a new prime minister in exchange for keeping the coalition intact. The country has been mired in crisis since October, when the country's banks collapsed under the weight of debts amassed during years of rapid expansion. Hard's government has nationalized banks and negotiated about $10 billion in bailout loans from the International Monetary Fund and individual countries. So Iceland nationalized their banks, and they had a $10 billion bailout. Sounds similar to you, to what's going on here in America? Very interesting. Why did they have to get a loan from the World Bank? Why couldn't they just print out their own money? Well, it's because the value of the country's krona has plummeted, hitting many Icelanders who took out special loans denoted in foreign currencies for new homes and cars during the boom years. In addition, Iceland must repay billions of dollars to Europeans who held accounts with subsidiaries of collapsed Icelandic banks. So they are being hung out to dry. And you just have to look at this situation and look at the parallels between Iceland and the United States. I guess the difference is the United States is dealing with hundreds of billions of dollars in bailouts, whereas Iceland had 10.
And the United States is the world reserve currency.
More coming up. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. What are your thoughts? Where's this all going? It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham. author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate. In recalling his first murder trial, John Grisham told People magazine, "I defended a guy who shot another guy in self-defense, but I had to explain why he shot him in the head 6 times at 3-inch range. It was a pretty gruesome case, but I won." In fact, before he closed his law firm to devote himself to writing full-time, John Grisham had become a very successful criminal, then civil lawyer. He built a thriving practice in South Haven, Mississippi, and was also called on occasionally to appear as a public defender for indigent clients. This gave Grisham further invaluable experience in the criminal justice system, experience he would later bring to bear in writing his novels. To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24 karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we'll tell you who the SWAT team has raided now, as though the situation just couldn't get more outrageous. It apparently has. 800-259-9231. Of course, your calls are the primary element, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the wiki, with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's Sickle CAI. You can see it at freetalklive.com, right at the upper right-hand corner of the page.
800-259-9231. So apparently Iceland is, according to the AP, they've had their government toppled by a financial crisis. They couldn't apparently dig out from the hole they had dug themselves into.
Well, I'm from what I'm hearing from this article, it's more like one of these vote of confidence things. They have different governments, different countries work in different fashions, and so you can recall these people in some countries, and so essentially, like the Democrats or the Republicans, you pick your you pick your favorite party, and perhaps what happened here was the people became so discontented with the whatever party was in control that they have, you know, now decided that that party must leave, and so that party's given up.
They're pretty discontented. In fact, rallies have been held each Saturday since October, clattering pans and crockery with kitchen utensils. Thousands of Icelanders have joined noisy protests against the government's handling of the economy. The cacophony of kitchenware has led to commentators to describe the protests as the saucepan revolution. Though largely peaceful, the protests have seen, Reykjavik's tiny parliament building doused in paint and eggs hurled at Tard's limousine. Last Thursday, police used tear gas to quell a protest for the first time since 1949. Of course, their complaint is that the government just isn't doing things good enough and that they should do a better job. However, all that said, kind of interesting to see people getting at least somewhat active and doing something. When's the last time anybody pelted the U.S. government buildings with paint?
They certainly have every reason to.
Following discussion with Hard, Iceland's figurehead, President Olafur Ragnar Grimsson, said he would hold talks with Iceland's four main political parties before asking one of the organizations to form an interim government. He said, he's likely to ask so-and-so to govern alongside some opposition parties until elections are held. However, one of the other people said she won't seek personally to replace Hard as the leader of the island. She instead proposed her party's popular minister, whoever. This is why I love this quote. "The restoration of trust in the government is critical," said the island's environment minister and alliance member. Quote, "What is needed straight away is to try to restore trust between the political establishment and the general public. What we need is for the general public to believe that the politicians are working in their interests."
We like more, it when they believe that.
Yeah, what more do you need to know from these people? I mean, that just says it all, doesn't it? Well, anyway, they're going to bring some new government people in. And the protests, the people that were leading the protests, one of them says, "The protests will continue until it becomes clear that things are really changing." Well, I'm not sure what that's going to mean for them. Bringing new politicians in and waving and smiling. That seems to work here in America. Change. Just start saying change and hope, chanting over and over again.
Yeah, that'll help.
That'll fool them for another 4 years at least. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. We go to, let's talk to Glenn in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
I wanted to say that thing cool I saw. I know you guys are always pimping out the Free State Project, and so this is a little bit competitive with that, I guess. So, but anyways, it's called seasteading. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us what it is for those that are listening and don't know?
It was started by actually the grandson of Milton Friedman, interestingly enough, and his idea is he wants to be able to really quickly create independent countries on the water, on the ocean.
All right.
So they're kind of like they're like huge movable platforms is the design that can quickly kind of go out to sea and establish an independent kind of country on. So it's kind of like the Free State Project, but on water.
Well, it's kind of like that, except for the Free State Project, you can move here and rent. How much does one of these platforms cost?
Oh, just a couple million or so, I think.
Right, that's what I was thinking. And now, you know, I've looked into this seasteading thing, and I've, as I'm sure Mr. Friedman probably has some, what is it, Paidman Friedman, what's his name? Begins with a P.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Okay. Anyway, the gentleman probably has some questions about the Free State Project, too, but why in the world would you... I think this is a great idea, but the only people that can be involved are the very, 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 very wealthy libertarians.
Oh, no. You would buy a share of the...
The platforms that I read about were, in fact, like little floating houseboats.
No, these are much larger. This is more of like a floating.
You can connect them
like
together. You can connect them together to create cities.
You know what? You can ask Patry Friedman in person because he's actually going to be at the upcoming Liberty Forum. He's going to be speaking, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
So he'll actually be here in New Hampshire sharing all kinds of things about the seasteading thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, if you were to build a boat that had, say, I don't know, 1,500 square feet, that sounds like an average kind of modest size home,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be talking about
That's
a mighty expensive boat.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, there have got to be some out-of-service cruise ships out there. Surely.
Yeah,
surely somebody could get on board for one of these things and then sell condominiums on this thing and, do whatever libertarian stuff you want to do, which I assume means prostitution, gambling, drugs and all kinds of things like that out there, which is really of no concern to me because I don't need those sorts of freedoms in my life. What I want to see personally is freedom brought to a particular geographic area so that people can look at it, see it works, and then say, hey, let's model ourselves on that.
All right. Well, I think the idea behind seasteading is a little. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, it sounds unrealistic. It's definitely a big dream, but I guess it's a little bit different than just small boats joining together or a little boat. It really does seem like the focus is to have a geographic area. That they're colonizing.
Yeah, I recall when I was looking into it, I do recall it being a large sea platform.
Well, yeah, they have it.
I've looked into this probably more thoroughly than two of you guys here. I know, Ian, you're not paying much attention to it at all. You've read a little
bit. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, that's great. And in fact, what the ideas have been is that everybody buys their own individual boat that can hook together with other boats and create this sort of land mass, which I think is a great idea. I'm all for it. I just don't think the technology is there yet, and I'll take freedom today.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford it. I just can't.
Thanks, Glenn, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We'll certainly keep our eyes on it. It's intriguing, to say the least, but I like being on land. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features including updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing our brand newest Shriner. The Shrine of Female Listeners, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at that for yourself. But you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. We were just talking about the seasteading idea, which is it's a neat idea, the idea of getting people together on a platform at sea to live as free as they possibly can. Pretty cool. I like it. Don't know how realistic it is. Not sure how close they are to actually making this happen. Maybe we'll have the guy who's in charge of the Seasteading Institute, Patry Friedman, on the show.
I'm very interested, and yeah. I think it has a lot of promise. Essentially, what the advantage there is that you go out into the free ocean and you create a landmass of some sort.
Creating your own country.
Create your own free place rather than trying to dismantle the state wherever you are. Then you just have as free of a place as you want, and I think that sounds really good. I just don't know if technology is to the point where it's going to make sense. I don't know. I mean, please, I'd love to hear otherwise.
Well, if we get the chance, we always love to pull aside interesting people at the Liberty Forum, and if he's there, we'll do our best to bring him on the show, and you guys can call and ask him questions at that time.
First question is, what about pirates?
What about the pirates? It's a realistic question. There was a movement, as I recall, and I don't know what it was called or how long ago it was, but I do understand this to be the truth, that a group of liberty-minded people set out to take over their own island, essentially, and they did. And then the King of Tonga showed up with a gunboat and took it over for himself.
Well, I mean, a gunboat is something a bit different than what pirates may have. I mean, I don't think you want to take on libertarians who have had a chance to, that's the first question. All you got to do to take care of pirates, mount a .50 cal to the side, and you've got that pirate thing handled.
Okay. Well, apparently they didn't handle the gunboat too effectively.
You know, the king, you see, that has the legitimacy of the state behind it, too. Pirates, you can blow them up. Everybody will go, yay, you blow up the King of Tonga? You got a problem on your hands.
I don't know why. I'm not really sure what the difference is. Oh, yeah, one of them has the aura of legitimacy. Or as the folks over in Ireland, or not Ireland, rather, but Iceland would put it, that the people believe in the state. They believe that the politicians are looking out for them. So instead of seasteading, which is kind of pie in the sky, at least for the moment, you should consider moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a sponsor of the show. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of thousands of liberty-loving activists all converging into the same geographic landmass in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And there are people doing different things. There are people working inside the system, working in the realm of politics, trying to change things that way, and there are people that are working outside the system in the marketplace and working to change things that way. Mark, you were going to brag a little bit, I think, about your political success that you've had all by your lonesome.
Yeah, that's right. I decided to hold a protest where I threw insults and snowballs at the fire department in the town where I live, and the fire chief came out and said that they would go completely free market.
No,
I didn't do that nonsense. And actually, what I did was I joined the volunteer fire department, and I wanted to this plan to take a little longer, so I got a little more established. But they need a tanker truck, and you know, the rubber was hitting the road. Essentially, at the association meeting, the volunteer association meeting, we were asked to all vote for the tanker truck, and I began to lose sleep. I can't morally vote for a tanker truck that is paid for by the theft of everybody in town when they may or may not use that tanker mm-hmm. truck. To me, that's like going to Walmart and Walmart charging you for them having ladders when you didn't buy a ladder. That's wrong. It's stealing yeah. from one to give to another. But I could see way, although, you know, we'll call it immoral, I could see way to vote for the tanker truck if we could move on in a direction of free market funding for the fire department. So I made a proposal to the chief. The chief said, okay, we will try this, limited basis, trial period, and he's got to run it by the selectmen, but, you know, there we go.
Okay, so nothing actually has happened yet. You made me feel like something was really changing there.
I'm sorry. What's changed in, say, Keene about the marijuana laws or
nothing yet,
the IRS?
Mark, but we've just barely begun.
I'm just saying.
And so have you.
And I've managed to do it from the inside and one person.
Right.
I don't need to get a bunch of scraggly people together and, you know, harass the bureaucrats in order to get the stuff done. You can do things from the inside. It works.
So there you go. A little bit of evidence. Well, Mark's claiming it works, and I don't doubt that. I think things can change.
If the fire chief cannot make the decision on his own, but
yeah.
it is a requirement to have the fire chief on board, don't you think that it's worth getting him on board, making the promise of the tanker? Obviously, this is a funding situation that is going to benefit everybody in the equation. Selectman, taxpayer, fire chief,
except
and
the people that have to pay the fees when they come around, they're not going to like it too much. They'll probably complain, and then the selectman will say, well, this isn't working. We need to spread
this
across everybody.
Those people don't live in the town, for one, so their complaints are going to fall on deaf ears. And this is done, this sort of funding is done in more than 25% of the fire departments in the nation.
So there's a little precedent for
there's quite a bit of precedent.
Oh, that's good. All right, and well, so there you go. A little bit of evidence that the political system, as unwieldy as it is, maybe actually has a chance of changing here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. So keep us informed on that, Mark, will you? And let us know how it works out.
I will.
All right, we continue here and take your calls across the pond to Ashley in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ashley.
In your mind, your thinking process.
You're going to have to turn that down, whatever that is, because we're not here to play other radio shows on this show.
I believe that's how Jones talking.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye, caller. You're not listening to our show, and you're not on your phone. 800-259-9231. We continue with Matthew in Tennessee. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I actually got the chance to go to the inauguration.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well, remember I called a couple weeks ago and I said I was bringing my friends down. I was going to force them to listen to libertarian stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, on the drive over or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I did. From the minute they land, I start talking about freedom and liberty.
Uh-oh.
It was actually kind of good. We had some pretty good discussions. Yeah. I got one that was kind of really intrigued, and I got him to watch The Philosophy of Liberty.
Oh, cool!
And he was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
People could go and see this for themselves over at YouTube. Just search for Philosophy of Liberty. It's a great little 8-minute long animated. Essential, I guess you could call it a cartoon. It's a little cartoon with stick figures that is really just enlightening, I think. In 8 minutes, somebody brand new will, I think, have a few gears turning in their head.
Oh, yeah. He was like, wow, that's a pretty powerful little clip. So I got him to watch that, and I got him to watch, what is the John something Society's little
John
video?
Birch.
They had a little video about government. So
I don't know that
I've
one.
Watched that. Yeah, it basically talks about, like, how government control and then no control and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just breaks down the different kinds of forms of government really well. So I got him to watch that. But anyways, the reason why I was calling was to talk about this guy I met there. And he was going to become a police officer, so I started talking to him about, police brutality and stuff like that. So I asked him, you know, if your partner was approached my car and I said something to him and he got upset and dragged me out of the car, started beating me, saying, stop resisting, would you arrest your partner? And he said, no.
Nope.
And so, I started talking about this. I was like, wow, these are the type of people that would actually make it through the academy. And that's a pretty scary thought.
The people who are going to back up their buddies in the department instead of doing the right thing.
Yeah, instead of actually trying to protect the citizen. So
pretty disgusting, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Sobering.
It was crazy.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and glad it worked out as well as it did for you, and good luck continuing to talk to your friends and to everybody out here. Keep talking to people about freedom. And if you don't open your mouth, who can you expect to do so? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up with your calls about anything. You take control.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. product. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose as many new people to the ideas of freedom as possible. Because, well, I like that. And if you do too, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Tyson in Colorado. Tyson, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tyson?
Actually, I went to a job interview at a restaurant here in town this morning, and after the manager actually shot a couple questions at me himself in person, he ended up giving me a 150-question questionnaire.
Hmm.
And some of the questions were ranging from anything from, do you think society is too conservative as a whole, to do you like old-fashioned people, and just a bunch of stuff like that.
And was this a corporate job?
You know, when are they going to draw the line with asking personal questions like this?
Was this a corporate job that you were applying for?
It was actually like a restaurant chain.
Yep, that tends to be the kinds of jobs where you'll get these things. They essentially hire these companies that will ask a bunch of personality
weird
questions.
Off-the-wall personality questions.
Basically, they want to find out if you're going to steal from them is basically what they want to
that
do.
That and
right.
there's another aspect to it is many, you know, the federal government and many state governments have made it difficult for employers to ask questions they'd like to ask. Are you married? You know, do you move around a lot? Why did you get fired from your last job?
Do you want to get pregnant?
Things like that that they can't ask you otherwise, so they have to ask you sort of these weird probing questions that, you know, often don't have an answer. Sometimes for, you know, libertarians, you know, what is this? Society is too conservative. Well, in some ways, I think it's too conservative. Other ways, I think it's, you know, far too liberal. So you don't have the right way to answer them, and it's mostly because of the laws, or at least partially.
Okay, that makes sense. I think one of the questions on there was actually, do I know anybody that I'd like to see behind bars?
Hmm.
And what you guys said just made a lot of sense, though. I was trying to figure out why they were asking shocking, appalling stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody who works in human resources, as they are called, those departments, personnel departments, could explain a little better exactly what the point of those is, but it's pretty much to create some sort of a personality baseline to see if, you know, if you're crazy or you're, you know, have a proclivity towards stealing or if you're dishonest. And So that's kind of what the point of it is. And the more you apply at corporate places, the more likely you're going to encounter these things. So it's really kind of standard fare these days.
Okay, well, I'll be on my toes and be looking out for it from now on.
Now, as long as you're honest and you aren't really a thief, then you should do okay.
Well, okay, yeah, not necessarily on that particular application, you know, but at some point things will be fine. You'll get a job. It won't take long.
Yeah.
And once you do, then, you know, if you conduct yourself well at that job, it won't be a problem.
No doubt about it. Any other thoughts, Tyson?
That's about it for now.
Thanks for the call. Good luck with your job application process. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, where did the SWAT team hit this time?
Well, you know, they're busy.
Yeah, 40,000 SWAT team raids per year in this country.
Is it 40,000?
Isn't that what it was over at the
Agitator?
The Agitator.
Yeah,
that's right.
Theagitator.com. Last week, at a Washington State University frat house, a SWAT team was called in to respond to reports of underage drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did I just write that? Indeed, I did.
Where is this from?
Let me rephrase, theexaminer.com.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, examiner.com. Let me rephrase. Paramilitary police officers trained for high-risk violent confrontations were dispatched to arrest college students who were a year or three younger than the current legal age for drinking alcoholic beverages. Still doesn't sound good, does it?
Wow.
Well, let the Moscow Pullman Daily News have it say.
Put down that beverage cup, son.
The Pullman Police Department called in members of the regional SWAT team.
They have a license for this beer pong.
To execute a search warrant at the Washington State University fraternity Wednesday night. Police responded to the Phi Kappa Sigma fraternity shortly before 8:30 p.m. after receiving reports that members of the house located at were furnishing alcohol to minors. When they arrived on the scene, Pullman Commander Chris Tennant said police found a crowd of intoxicated individuals playing with airsoft guns.
My goodness, we need to put a stop to this.
Yes. Can you imagine this guy? I mean, he's got to be so ashamed of himself, this Commander Chris Tennant.
Are you kidding? He's probably proud that he's keeping people safe, protecting and serving.
An observing sergeant was notified that the illegal substances were in a red Honda parked on the street. Hmm. He flashed his light in the car and a bong and a bag of marijuana lying on the back seat floorboards.
Man.
Aha! Drugs and guns. Well, airsoft guns.
Yeah.
But airsoft guns are toys. They shoot little plastic pellets and are used
The
same way paintball guns are used for combat games. As for a bong and a bag of marijuana, come on, it's grass. It's illegal. Though it shouldn't be. But calling in the heavy weapons to address that particular legal transgression is a major overreaction.
Oh, wow. No doubt about it. Wait, they called it in after they spotted the bong? Or was the SWAT team, I'm a little confused, was the SWAT team there and they found the bong, or some cop spotted a bong in the back of a car and they called the SWAT team in?
I don't have the specifics on the order of operations on this.
But the SWAT team came out at some point.
Yes. Tenant of the Pullman PD insists, we activated the SWAT team not because we needed special weapons and tactics.
Because it's fun.
We just needed the bodies.
We love to destroy lives and property.
Yeah. But bodies could have well been the end result. When the SWAT teams were originally developed in Los Angeles, they were intended to address riots,
hostage situations,
snipers, political assassinations, urban guerrilla warfare. Their training to successfully combat urban violence makes them not so logical a choice for breaking up a kegger. Well, not unless you really want to break up the keg. With machine gun fire, sending in SWAT teams to control a crowd of intoxicated individuals playing with airsoft guns makes you wonder if somebody in the command structure of Pullman PD has a brother in the coffin business.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, this is just... We've talked about what you should do if the cops come to your party, and that is don't answer the door, but if it's the SWAT team, they're going to kick the door in.
It's not just a morbid joke. The use of a SWAT team to arrest a 37-year-old optometrist for sports gambling, the plague of this troubled land, resulted in the shooting death of the doctor. That's Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yep. I remember that story.
Police did. Me too.
He was on his knees.
Yeah, he was on his knees, handcuffed, and they shot him in the back of the head.
Yep.
On accident.
That's what happens when you point guns at people. Accidents. Yeah.
police. What happens when you send in people that are amped up on testosterone,
yep.
wanting begging for trouble. You send them in someplace just because we gotta practice with our SWAT team. So let's bust up this football gambling pool.
Sure.
Police Detective Jared Shivers was killed by a panicked homeowner, Ryan Frederick, during a misfire SWAT raid that turned up a baggie of marijuana. Frederick, who enjoys widespread community support, is now on trial. Tarika Wilson was killed, and her one-year-old son lost a finger when a SWAT officer opened fire on the cowering woman during a raid in Lima, Ohio. Woman.
Are we just going over the last 6 months here?
This is just a few.
Yeah.
The fact is, there's a lot worse. There's a lot more. Minneapolis SWAT team engaged in a shootout with a homeowner after barging into the wrong address.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Barrow Heights, Maryland. Commander Cheyenne Calvo's two dogs were killed when a SWAT team raided his home after he accepted delivery of a package. This is the mayor. Did I say commander?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mayor. After he accepted delivery of a package of marijuana brought to his door by police officers. Calvo was cleared of any wrongdoing but has yet to receive an apology. SWAT teams and enforcement of laws against nonviolent activities are two things that don't go well together. Unless that is, you think, downing a beer a few months before your 21st birthday should carry the death penalty.
Oh, wow. So now they've raided a college drinking party because some people were underage drinking and somebody had a bong in the back of their car. Is that what I'm understanding from this story? They've raided a drinking party?
I suspect they, my understanding is they found the bong after they...
This is crazy. I mean, it just keeps getting worse. I didn't even. I never really thought it would go this far. I keep being. My expectations continue to drop. I keep being shocked by how depraved these police departments are. How far they will go to enact their tyranny upon us. Raiding a drinking party for underage drinking. SWAT teams. 1-800-259-9231. And you know what? You have to pay for it. If you don't like what the police are doing, try stopping paying your property taxes. Guess who's going to get raided next? You. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.